USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
House Speaker Paul Ryan is letting the House chaplain keep his job after all, after initially trying to force him out. Reverend Patrick Conroy rescinding his resignation yesterday after over 100 lawmakers demanded an explanation from Ryan as to why the chaplain was told to leave. After Conroy took back that resignation, Ryan explained his original decision had been made in what he thought was the best interest of the House. President Trump hosts the National Day of Prayer event in the White House Rose Garden yesterday.
Prayer has always been at the center of American life because America is a nation of believers.
A year ago, he was the first sitting president to address the organization. Now today, President Trump will again speak at the NRA's annual convention in Dallas. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Mandatory evacuations are underway after an eruption of lava from the Kilauea volcano on Hawaii's Big Island. Lava has reportedly reached the community of Leilani Estates, and heavy smoke and ash have fallen in that neighborhood. The area has been on high alert after a flurry of earthquakes in that region just a few days ago, including a magnitude 5.0 yesterday. After reports of multiple people being wounded, police in Nashville say a gunman at a mall yesterday ended up shooting just one person, but that person later died. Now the gunman will face a murder charge for the incident that happened at the Opry Mills Mall. A Nashville police spokesman says after the shooting, the gunman gave up without incident.
He entered that ticket booth facility, put the gun on the counter, said he wanted no further trouble, and to call 911.
Police say the 22-year-old victim was killed after a fight between the two men. This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
He doesn't have to justify his decision. The president has the authority to fire and hire.
It's the issue that won't go away at White House briefings, it seems, and the press secretary Sarah Sanders was again defending the president's firing of FBI Director James Comey at yesterday's edition. Sanders telling reporters,
James Comey was fired for lying, leaking, and politicizing the FBI, and the president has been, I think, repeatedly, day after day, been proven to be exactly right in his decision to fire James Comey.
In Chicago, an undercover ATF agent shot early this morning on the city's south side. He's now in critical condition, and police say no arrests have been made, and they've released no further details. Lead detectives in a high-profile serial killer case now hoping new genetic technology can help them identify a suspect. Detectives on the case submitting letters and envelopes from the Zodiac Killer to a private lab to try to find a DNA profile. They're hoping the envelopes he licked years ago still contain DNA that could be identified, much like the Golden State Killer suspect was recently caught. The results are expected in a few weeks. The Zodiac Killer, responsible for at least 5 murders in California's Bay Area in the late 60s and 70s. And in the NBA, the Cleveland Cavaliers and Boston Celtics closer to the Eastern Conference Finals with wins last night. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.